5:33 a.m. South African time on this beautiful Saturday morning here in Johannesburg. We do have our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad. He's, at the moment in Ermelo. I assume it must be cold there, Haji Abu Yusuf. Yes, today is the 27th of Dhulqa'dah 1444, which is also the 17th of June, 2023. Let's welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. Let's welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And let's welcome our beloved Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Saturday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Mota, Brother Dawood Mota, and Brother Zakaria Mota. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 27th of Zulqa'dah 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 26, Surah Ash-Shu'ara, verses 225, 226, 227. Inshallah al-Aziz, we will complete and conclude this chapter and surah today. Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla is condemning most of the shu'ara and the poets in the world. And why? Alam tara, what don't you see? Annahum fi kulli wadi yahimun, that they're roaming around and moving around in every valley. So what does this mean? It means they praise people and exaggerate even when they are zalims, oppressors and transgressors. That they don't verify things and they just start speaking and so forth, because everything is khiali. It is just an imagination. And that is how Islam does not want it to be the red. It must be based on truth. وَأَنَّهُمْ يَقُولُونَ مَا لَا يَفْعَلُونَ, and then they utter and say those things that they themselves, that they do not practice on it, they do not fulfill it. Now among the companions and students of the Master, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were great, great shu'ara and poets. Hassan bin Thabit radiallahu an, Abdullah bin Rawaha radiallahu an, Anjasha, the African poet, and so forth and so on, many of them. So they were very concerned when all these verses were revealed. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala praised them and said, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, except those people who possess true faith, Iman and Islam, they have the correct aqidah, correct belief structure, وَأَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and they continue with the righteous deeds and actions, وَذَكَرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا, and they remember Almighty Allah abundantly and profusely. This word kathira in the Quran Sharif, which means profusely, abundantly, is always used with zikrullah. See yesterday, Jumu'ah, فَإِذَا قُضِيَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَانْتَشِرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ وَابْتَغُوا مِنْ فَضْلِ اللَّهِ وَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Chapter 62, Surah Al-Jumu'ah, regarding Friday, verse number 10. Now you have finished your prayer, disperse on this land, go to your business, to your shop, to your job, and remember Almighty Allah abundantly, profusely. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, and you will be successful. وَالذَّاكِرِينَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا وَالذَّاكِرَاتِ, those male and those female who remember Almighty Allah abundantly and profusely. So when the non-Muslims want to cause them harm and oppress them, وَانْتَصَرُوا مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا ظُلِمُوا, So they defend themselves that afterwards, meaning after they are oppressed and after they were persecuted. Now Almighty Allah gives good, great tidings. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا And soon those people who are the zalims, the oppressors, the transgressors, the turnpot dictators, وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبِي يَنْقَلِبُونَ That way they will be turning to that. Most of them, they will see how the tables are turned against them. The oppression they were carrying out, those people became the masters and they had lost power and authority. So Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, we conclude now chapter 26 on Monday, inshallah, because Sunday mornings we don't have this program. We have the Q&A in the afternoon, 2 to 4, inshallah. So Monday we will start with Surah Namal, and that is the end, inshallahul aziz. So nevertheless, when I was in Newcastle, wonderful 20 years, January 81 to 2001, January, this was my last lesson here. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّ مُنْقَلَبِي يَنْقَلِبُونَ Friday night, we have tafsir and commentary day in the masjid in Newcastle. May Almighty Allah accept it. I am currently here in Trichardt, mashallah. Last night, we had a marathon session day in Ermelo. And I must thank, you know, Haji Hashim Borat, his beloved son Bilal, Mufti Muhammad Sadiq Hansroth, and the trustees there, mashallah, Haji Bayat, and then Hafiz Abde, Hafiz, you know, Riyaz Muhammad, and so many other people, the entire community, brothers, sisters, children, they give us a royal, royal treatment and welcome. May Almighty Allah reward the entire community there of Ermelo. And, you know, last night after Isha, about 7:45 or so, we started. By the time we finished was 10:15, so 2.5 hour session it was. By the time we came home was about 11 o'clock, you know, past 11. So it was a wonderful, wonderful program. Allah Jalla Wala accepted. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Let us give you today's news, views and interviews, what's happening locally, nationally, internationally. The Iranian regime that are 90%, 80%, remember Shia and Kufar, non-Muslims, and MBS, Murtad bin Shaitan of Saudi Arabia, and his government also Kufar, Al-Khabithatul Al-Khabithin, both parties immoral. So they're allowing 40,000 Iranians to perform Hajj, but the greatest Sheikh, the greatest Alim and scholar in the Sunni world, Sheikh Maulana Maulana Abdul Hamid of Zahidan of Iran, he has been told that no, you can't go and perform Hajj. So all these people who speak about Shia Sunni unity, see, yeah, the Shias have shown you their true colors. The greatest alim today living in Iran, in Ahlul Sunnah, everybody accepts, is Hazrat Maulana Abdul Hamid of Zahidan. He has been prohibited by the Iranian Kufar regime to go to Saudi Arabia. If MBS had some sense, but he doesn't have common sense. Common sense is not common. He should have invited him and said that you come as our guest and so forth. But they will not do that. They will rather say no. Let us strengthen our ties with Iran. And today their ambassador is going there to Tehran from Saudi Arabia. So that is an indictment. And it's the whole Muslim world. I've been there in 2013 and the status quo remains. Remember in Tehran, the capital, there is not a single Sunni masjid. Remember, that's not masjid what they got there. That are just halls and all prayer rooms and all that. A proper masjid, they don't have. Other places they have, yes, in Shiraz and other places, but not in Tehran, the capital. An indictment on the Kufar Shia regime. BRICS is expanding very soon. The Arab regimes, turnpot dictators are realizing they were backing the wrong horse. So now they want to come back on track. So you see Saudi Arabia, Emirates, and Egypt, Algeria, all are jumping ship of America and have told BRICS, and they have told South Africa, Brazil, and China, and India, and Russia, obviously. We want to join all of you. Yeah, one thing I don't agree with Putin and his government. Yesterday, the news broke that the Russian branch of the embassy, they're going to move some of it to Jerusalem. So that move must be condemned of the Russians. Remember that. In that way, you are legitimizing what the Israelis, the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime wants. And that is to say that Jerusalem is the eternal and undivided capital. So anybody who moves their embassy, their consulate, or whatever else to Jerusalem, we must condemn it. Wrong is wrong and right is right, remember that. And now Poland, you see, O'Sullivan went and his delegation. They went from there, they landed in Poland. From Poland, they went by train to meet Zelensky, the president of Ukraine. But you see, there in Poland, they had big problems, the delegation. That so many of them were held back and they had to go through so much as an interrogation. One person of the delegation was strip searched also. Imagine you part of the South African delegation and for peace and they remove your clothes and strip search you. What an indictment that is, you must remember. Go you jutlas, haramis. I told you, you're falling apart. You must remember that. Yesterday's Haaretz got U.S. Israel, no more can you call it a special relationship. So the relationship between the BBs, both haramis, and that is, remember, Bibi Netanyahu and Biden, that now is going downward spiraling, not increasing. So things are looking pear-shaped for them, remember that. Now look at, you must see yesterday, you see when I came back from Amalo last night, 11:30, 11:45, I have to look and study for my news, views and interviews. So go and read the Haaretz and you will see a wonderful cartoon there. What the humiliation, disgrace for Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal. They got him in a bull fight. So he is on the bull. And in front of him, his members are there. Some resigning, some voting against him. And on the other side, others are there. You must remember that they are telling him no orders. So that is what happens to them. They're not the chosen nation, the Jutlas, Haramis, the Jews. They are a cursed nation. Allah has cursed them not once, but several times in the Noble Quran. And Allah will continue punishing them, whether it's Muslim or non-Muslim, see? In America, one American is found guilty. He killed 11 Jews. And in a synagogue and so forth, in Pittsburgh, he was found guilty. So we don't say what that person did is good. But remember, they will continue being punished, remember. Whether in America, whether in America and other countries, or whether in the apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel by our brothers, Hamas and Islamic Jihad and all that. Anybody attacks them, so we support him. We make our stance very, very clear. So the Saudi regime, the Moon Samis, you see, that is what you must call them. So go read the Arab news, the Saudi Gazette and all that. So they say Sunday night, that's tomorrow, you must now go and scan the sky and look for the new moon and the crescent. And once it's sighted, now the age of the moon there will be 9-10 hours. But you will find one Moon Sami in Tamur or someplace. They will tell you, we saw the moon, you see. And then they will tell you Arafat is on Tuesday, and then Wednesday is E28th of June. All cooked up it will be. That's what it looks like. But we hope some sanity prevails. You must remember what the Saudis have been doing for past 40 years approximately. Majority of the time their Eid is wrong, their Ramadan dates are wrong, their Hajj dates are wrong. Surah number 9, verse 37, إِنَّمَا النَّسِيءُ زِيَادَةٌ فِي الْكُفْرِ. I told you just now the Saudi regime is a kuffar regime, a non-Muslim regime, the government. I don't speak of the people and the sheikhs and that. I speak of the government. So now this is another act of kufr, increasing their blasphemy, the playing with the moon and so forth. Why you don't just give the proper date? But remember, your Hajj is valid. The sin is upon them. So remember that. Now Cyril meets Zelensky, right? Now they're going to bring peace. So Zelensky now checkmates him. How he checkmates him for Cyril? He says, Cyril, I want to ask you one question. When you guys were fighting and so forth for the struggle and so forth, so didn't Mandela continue fighting till the end? Cyril, you understand, the crack said, fine, I will release you unconditionally. So now we also are fighting. And we also want liberation. So you see, so everybody will have their own agenda and their own, you must remember, motivation. Whether it's right or wrong, that you can keep on debating. We support Russia, and we say, Russia, hit the hell out of you, Zelensky and Ukraine and NATO and America and all of them. You see, Biden, he wants Trump to go to jail. So then he will have a clear way and a clear path to win the elections next year. But Trump won't go to jail. Even if he's found guilty, they'll just give him a hefty fine and so forth. That is what will happen most probably. Now listen to the Americans again. How Allah disgraces them, humiliates them. There's a guy, he is 92 years old. He died. His name, Daniel Ellsberg. What's his name? Daniel Ellsberg. He was the one in 69 and 70 and so forth. He leaked the American lies and propaganda regarding the Vietnam War. So till today, that's what they do. Day and night, they lie and they have propaganda and they have their propaganda machines and they have their chamchas and sidekicks and so forth. So if you want to see this whole report, that what he did, Daniel Ellsberg, so 92 years old he died, but he did his job. He brought the American regime and to their feet and disgraced them internationally. It's called the Pentagon Papers. Go read it and you'll understand the war crimes committed against the Vietnamese, the war crimes after that against Iraq, the war crimes against Afghanistan, and the war crimes by supporting Israel, the rogue regime, apartheid regime, against the Palestinians. Today, tonight is Sabbath day, you must remember today. And when the Sabbath is finished, then tonight they will start marching. Over 100,000 people will march the Jutlas against Bibi and his government and so forth. One humiliation upon the other. So that is what is happening. Today, 7 to 9, inshallah, is Brother Shafaat Ahmad Khan. And 6 to 8 is Brother Suleiman Esok Budnat Kirat. Inshallah, I will be back home tonight, inshallah al-Aziz. And tomorrow morning, Majlis within Darun Zakaria. And inshallah, in the afternoon, Q&A. So I am here in Trichat. Alhamdulillah, the day was beautiful yesterday in Amalo. And today also, inshallah, we hope in Trichat, and inshallah Allah Ta'ala take us all home safely.
Ameen.
And Allah Ta'ala protect all of us. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
I've got Sister Natalie, Ustad. She says that, would you re-elect Obama over Trump? Ustad?
Remember, I don't vote for all or any one of them. To me, they all are terrorists and all of them are war criminals. Every Israeli president, prime minister is a war criminal because they support the IDF to murder and kill children and to women and civilians and so forth. And remember when Obama was asked that why you are sending the drones there to Waziristan in Pakistan, he said we must show the world we are strong against terrorists. You go and kill civilians and that. So Trump was asked, you understand, why you don't close this Guantanamo Bay? Who's there? Only Muslims, Sunni Muslims. No Shia is there. No Qadiani is there. It's all my brothers and your brothers are there. Why my sister, Dr. Afia, is there? So none of them are for justice, remember that. They all are there just to gain power. And then when Trump goes to Saudi Arabia, his first foreign trip in there, do you know how many millions they gave him? So that is why they had special ties with Trump. Otherwise, you think MBS could get away with the murder of Jamal Khashoggi? He could never get away. It was Trump who saved his back, remember that. So therefore, to me, they're all upside down. Not one of them is worthy. Not Biden also. Biden got nappies on. You show him a water pistol also, he front and back, everything will break, remember that.
Ustad, somebody says here that... it's a new listener by the name of Sister Whitney. She says, a serious question to you, sir. How do the Jews exist today if the Israelites, Jews, were all wiped out in the flood and only Noah and his sons and their wives survived, since Noah is considered to be a Gentile? Isn't everyone a Gentile then, Sister Whitney? Ustad?
My sister, Whitney, very good question. We say Nuh, you say Noah. His name is mentioned 43 times in the Noble Quran. Chapter 71 is dedicated to this mighty messenger. And Almighty Allah speaks of it in the Noble Quran. So he had various sons, and they settled in different places. So his one son's name was Sam, Sin Alif Mim. And therefore your Hebrew, your Arabic, your Syriac and all that is one family. They call that Semitic languages. So when you study linguistics, my sister Whitney, you will know that this is in honor of Sam. And Sam is the son of Noah. So when they were believing, then the help of Almighty Allah came. And when they were not believing, then Almighty Allah sent his punishment, and 82 people were saved after the deluge, after the floods. And then they spread everywhere in the world, and that is what happened, that Jews came. But today, these Jews there that you see in Israel and all that, they're not the original Jews. You must remember that. They come from that side, Ashkenazi Jews, and I nearly said Jews, you understand, but anyway, Jews, and then you will find that they are from other parts of the world and so forth and so forth. And they hated to associate themselves with Moses. Why? Because Moses, Moshi, they say Moshi. So Moshi Dayan, the small Dajjal, you know what it was eye patch. So you must remember that he, Moshe Dayan, means Moses, right? So because he was black, he was dark in complexion, he had sheepish hair. So they don't like to associate with true Judaism. Therefore, you must remember that majority of the Jews today are not believing Jews. They are what you will call secular Jews, and they are totally far, far away from the religion. If you take percentage-wise, you will find maybe 10-15% are real Jews. The rest are just Jews by name, like Christians today, same thing. So real Christianity, they don't believe in. They believe in Christianity, Christmas time, when they can have wine, dine, and swine, and so forth. So that is the true fact, my sister.
Hussain, listen to this question. Mufti Saab, if somebody is going for his fourth Hajj, and I ask him to perform Hajj on my behalf, as I can't afford it, does he have then the right to charge me for performing this duty, or should I pay him for Hajj Badal, 40,000 or whatever will start?
So it depends. If he wants to charge you, he can charge you, but it should be better he can do it free of charge. But even if he charges you, he must charge you a very nominal amount, because he's going, he can be charging you 40,000 and so forth and so on. So look for somebody else, they'll charge you 10,000, 5,000. So remember that in a case like that, that I wouldn't advise you that you pay him 40,000 and so forth. But in principle, he can charge you.
Somebody wants to know, Ustaz, this is Brother Anthony. He says that, will South Africa become a failed state like Zimbabwe? What led to this, Ustad, Anthony?
What you're speaking about, my brother Anthony, will become a failed state. It's already a failed state. You must remember that. Look at your state-owned entities. Nothing is really working. If you look at your power, it's falling apart. You look at your water, it's falling apart. You look at your SAA, it's falling apart. You look at your Danel, it's falling apart. You look at your train system, it's falling apart. So it's already a failed state, you must remember that. And therefore, the ANC are very worried about next year. The 2024 elections will happen in March or April. They have to have it before that. So you must remember, they know that it will be less than 50% support they get. And then they will have to already go into coalition governments. And you know, when you go into coalition, you look at the mayor here in Johannesburg and see what we got there. We got trapeze artists and a circus running there. So that is what will happen. Only Allah help us. Such a beautiful country, destroyed by apartheid, by the white man, and destroyed by crime, corruption, remember, by majority. That is, in two words, remember, the history, geography of South Africa.
I've got Brother Neil, Ustad. He says that, AK, I really like you guys. And he says that I like listening to your show. And he says that you guys are hosting a party at the beachfront. Is parties not sinful in your religion, Ustad?
You must remember that people use Islam to commercialize it. You know that we will scan the sky in South Africa Monday night, right? And then the moon, the crescent will be sighted. And then on 29th of June will be our celebration, our Eid, Eidul Adha, okay? So that is when we sacrifice the goat and sheep and what have you, right? So what you see, Muslims advertising, please come here to this venue, that venue. We got a musician coming there to show you magic. We got some comedy shows and we got some comedian coming there. Then you will have guys there in Durban. They will tell you, no, we're going to have prayer by the sea. Everybody is welcome, the men and the women and all. In our terminology, my brother, all this is absolutely haram and not permissible. But you see, people want to redefine Islam. When they want to redefine Islam, then they bring their own innovations and their own concepts and ideas and fairy tales. So therefore, we have to stand firm and we have to name them and shame them. All these venues are haram, are un-Islamic, not permissible. Whether it's a musical show or whether magician show or a clown show or a comedy show or by the beach and all that, it's got nothing to do with Islam. Nahnu bura'a'u minkum. We totally disassociate ourselves with all these type of activities.
Somebody say, so why does Iran support Armenia and not Azerbaijan, Ustad?
So I told you that Iran, you're mistaken if you think it's a Muslim country. They tell the people Islamic revolution. There was no Islamic revolution. It's a Persian revolution by Khomeini and his people. If it was an Islamic revolution, then how come the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh, the second greatest person to walk on this earth after all the prophets and messengers, alayhimus salam, for his murderer, you put up a shrine and a mausoleum there in Kashan. I visited it on the 5th of Rabiul over a Friday in 2013. So how can that be Muslim and Islam? So they have a hatred for the greatest companions of the Prophet, peace be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar, Sayyidina Usman, Hazrat Aisha, Hazrat Hafsa, Amir Muawiyah, radiallahu anhu. So all the list goes on and on. So therefore, Iran will always be the Trojan horse. You must remember that. Kirkachor they are. So they will play both sides. They will try and have good ties with Saudi Arabia. And after some time, they'll stab them in the back. Go study their whole history. I give you one quickly before we reach the mosque. You must remember Salahuddin Ayyubi. The whole world knows that Saladin the Just, when he passed away, the German leaders, they sent a plaque and they said, put it on his grave, Saladin the Just. Such a person he was. Even he said, and he did it and showed the world, he said, before I deal with these crusaders and these people who are occupying Palestine, I must deal with these Shias, these Kuffar. And he kicked them out, you must remember, from Egypt and other places, because they were the Trojan horse, Karkachor, the crooks within the house. Remember, they are our worst enemies. Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah wrote in his fatawa, kitab, and so forth, in his verdicts, Hum ashaddu al-Muslimin min al-Yahud wal-Nasara. They are our worst enemies. They're even worse than the Jews and Christians. MashaAllah, we're here by the masjid, so make dua for us. InshaAllah, we'll have Fajr Salat, and then our program here. And then afternoon, inshaAllah, we will return. By barakallahu feek to all of you. Jazakallahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.